We wanted to get the outstanding criminologists in the United States and bring them in here and try to make this a model of law enforcement. I got upset, particularly when Sunder Allen from Colorado's girl and then your girl got robbed. And I just think it's an outrage that a cabinet officer's daughter can't come in without having thugs do it. So I told them and sent word and asked that I be notified. Tobriner's got a little upset, said that's his prerogative, although I'd reappointed him. They didn't tell me about it, I didn't know anything about it, but said he would. He checked with each one of the Southerners and boys on the district committee, that they dominate both of them, about this new man, but claimed that he thought that meant notify Bobby, and Bobby wasn't there anymore, so he didn't notify Katzenbach. And he claimed he forgot that we had asked him to do it, although he was irritated enough to cuss fella out when we told him, Horsky. Now, Duncan finds him very unacceptable and was against him. Your man didn't know much about it, just went along. He's a fall guy. The Briners tried to slip it over. We're informed that 2 weeks ago, this fellow's daughter was caught purse lifting here in town, and they started to prosecute her. The district called up, police did, this fella, and told him that he wouldn't present any evidence. And so Atchison was forced to dismiss the case. Now, we don't want any national problems in the police department, the capital, like we've had in some of these other ones. Now, Katzenbach is writing a letter, I think. He's out of town now, but you might check with him when he gets back to the chairman of the board, Tobriner, saying that we want this regarded as probationary. We hope it'll be treated only as temporary. I doubt we have any legal jurisdiction, either he or I, but he's asking that. And when that letter comes up for consideration, we think that Duncan and Duke ought to say that in view of the fact that we have the responsibility for the federal establishments in the capital, and the Attorney General has these problems, and we have these problems, it's a matter that ought to be cooperatively handled and have some person that's satisfactory, that's outstanding. If the FBI report shows that any of these things have been alleged happening, we don't want to get ourselves in a jam of having that kind of fellow running it. And I thought I'll tell you and let you talk to Katzenbach and then see what the score is, and you can talk to your man. I think it's something you have to be discreet about. Look at his background, see who he is, what kind of fellow he is, who talks to him, and who he works with over there, and so on and so forth. Get a good, complete picture before you move. But I don't think we ought to have this capital in charge of a corrupt man.
Yeah. I'll talk to Nick as soon as he gets back and work on it.
All right.
Thanks, President.